Райк 2. We're in the middle of Shin Mem Ches. We just finished Siv Beis. So we're going to start Siv Gimel tonight. I mean, there was a lot more on Tois and Matakam, but I guess that's about as much as I could say for the time being. All right, let's do Siv Gimel. Now it should start going a little easier. We should start going a little quicker in the Sifim. Hopefully we'll cover a few Sifim tonight. Siv Gimel. Ezeu Ganav. Machabu wants to be Machalek and be Magdir. What's a Ganav and what's a Gazam? We know both of them in the Torah that Ganav and Gazam both Chayiv, they're both Chayiv in Hashava, but a Ganav is unique, that a Ganav is Chayiv Kefil and even Dalet Vehei. So what distinguishes between a Ganav and a Gazam? Look, they're both stealing. They're both in English. There's really no, not that I know, a real good way to be Machalek between a Gazam and a Ganav. What's the Chilek? So Zokta Machabe Ezeu Ganav, Halakech Momen Odom Beseise, someone who steals privately. V'eina Bailam Yodim, and the Bailam don't know that he was stealing. So you have both. He stole it privately, means others don't see. And V'eina Bailam Yodim, and the Bailam themselves also don't see. The two of them, that's considered a ganif. Aval, however, imlokach begolu b'fehesya, if he stole begolu b'fehesya b'rabim, other people were there, other people were seeing him steal, ain't a ganif el a gazan, he's not a ganif, he's only a gazan, and he would not be chayiv in kefal, then he'd only be chayiv in keren.
People know that it's not his.
Yeah, I guess if he was able to fake out and pretend that it is, and maybe that's like doing it privately. I hear.
Of course, there are lots of people that does.
Right, I hear. It's a good order. So the Shaila is, the Mechaber starts off with really two nekudas. It has to be beseiser, other people don't see, and ein habaylam yodim, and the baylam don't see. So now you have Shailas. What happens if other people don't see, but I hold up the ganav? Listen, mezuyin, I hold the ganav up. The nignav up, and he does see who I am, but others aren't there to see, or vice or fakert, inversely. If what happens if the Bailam don't know, he's not home, but others do see. I mean, what's that middle case? So which here is lav davko? Maybe they're both davko. So this man, the goyin, I'm going to go with the many pshat I'm here. I just want to go with this easy pshat. The goyin. If you look in Sifkot Yedalid, he says loshin harambam v'davka b'seisa. It has to be davka b'seisa. It's privately. Other people don't see. Halav hochi. If not, if other people would see, af she'ena bailam yoidim havigazan. If other people do see, even though the bailam themselves do not see, that's already a gazlin, and he would not be chayiv in kefal. And then the going continues a few words later, and that which a mechaber says, ve'ena bailam yoidim lav davka. It's not true. It's lav davka. The po'omim af she'yoidim havigazan v'ken goyim b'listim mezuyin. So really, the going says the emphasis really is on the first nekuda, that it's beseisa, that other people don't see. Everything's totally with other people. If other people don't see, then he's a ganif. If other people do see, he's a gazan, regardless of whether the Bailam themselves see. Because if other people do see, he's a gazan, even if they don't see. And if other people do not see, even if the Bailam does see, he's still considered a ganif. So everything is totally on what other people do. If I do it privately, then I'm a ganif. If I do it publicly, then I'm a gazan.
Listen,
Mazin, also, I hold a guy up, he knows that I'm stealing money from him, I'm holding him up, but no one else sees. So what is that? So that, based on the Gemara, it's a shayla in the Gemara, but the base on how we paskin from that Gemara is we paskin he's a ganif. So if he's a ganif in that case, you see that you don't need that the Bailam shouldn't know, because even if the Bailam do know, you could see, mashallah, it's here, that he could still be a ganif, even if the Bailam do know. Right? Because that case, the Bailam know. So, Avo Pika, and you see, Zokta going that that's Lav Davka. The Ikun Nukud is the beginning that it should be Lokek Mom and Adam Beseisa. And that's why when the Machabe Fezois, he says, Ava Mulokach Begoli Befeisa, sounds like Zelu Mazek. Connected what he started off, that it was Beseisa, now it's Begoloi, then to Ein Zegana Velagaza. He doesn't mention that second here, of what happens if the Bailam do see. That he falls away from, that's not Ikun Nukud. The Ikun Nukud is whether other people see or not. You say this to pshat. No, there's Evan Ozilo argues with the goyin, has a different pshat. Let's stick with the basic pshat is the goyin, that everything is totally on what other people see or not see. Fine.
Okay, he himself, it's also only if he's listed Mizuyin.
The marshal?
Only listed Mizuyin, the goyin says.
If what? But if I hold him up, how do I hold him up without listed Mizuyin? What would I do? I go over to him, and other people aren't there. So I mean, I have to overpower him somehow. Otherwise, how am I going to get the chayfetz?
So he's still in front of the Bailam.
Right.
He's just asking, can't the court, do you have something you want to
have? Oh. Okay, so that I think could be also easy, that's Geneva, because there you didn't want the Bailam, unfortunately, there you don't want the Bailam to see. You went into the guy's house, you did a chveis, a boba machteris, granted the guy was up in the middle of the night, he was learning, so he saw me, but Batsim, I was hoping he wouldn't be up. So I'm going in to try to do a maisa Geneva, a maisa b'chashoy that no one should see. If then he got the sees, I don't know if that's going to change from Geneva to Gzeil, that could be even better Geneva. If Grada, I had the right, I mean, let's say I noticed the Bailam seeing me before I took the item, and then I decided to go ahead and carry through my Geneva, even though the Bailam is there, then maybe, yeah, then we could hear the Rabbah. But if I already stole, and I thought the Bailam wasn't watching, Grada he was, that L'chayr could be Kuluyam, but that's a Maisa Geneva.
You know you're quicker than him, so you grab him in front of him, and you run away.
So you do a Khatifa from him. Yeah, Khatifa from him, I hear. I mean, look how that should be a Maisa Gzela. Elamai, you're telling me that because no one else is there to see, and if you hold it like list of Mizuin, okay, so then you can have this Nafkamina, okay?
Yeah, because you said Donald didn't go in the Afshe, you say a person could go and punch him in the nose and take his thing.
Right.
Well, he can't do that because he's still kind of.
You mean if that was the Chiv and Gzela and Gneva over there, then I'll have to have other people watching. I hear. You're telling good. I have to swallow that one. Very good, very good. Okay. The nafkamina, like I said, saivi you can be chayv in keren, saivi it's a nisa deraisa. Nafkamina is only the gabi kefal and dalet vehei. So now you see that the mechabo, you're going to, it's nageh, we will see, but right now the chab is telling you chib between gadam and gazam to tell you that this is yeh chayv in kefal and this is not. All right. And you'll see why I'm being madgish then in a second. All right, so let's see the mechabo siv dalet. Talk to Machabi. Mishor shemashach ha-gneva. Right when you're moishik the gneva, nasa ole ha-ganav. Right then, you do the maisa mashicha, a kinyin, you became a ganav with that kinyin. Bamedver mamurim, when do we say that kinyin that you did is shemashka, works to make you a ganav? That's if you shemashka chutz mishus ha-balam. If you moishik it out of the balam's rishus. So then it's a good mashicha. Ava kozman shi b'shus ha-balam, but if you're being moishik it in the rishus ha-balam itself, einu chayiv, you're not going to be chayiv. Sorry?
Unless
you do a Mais Agbar, which is a different kinyan called Agbar. But right now we're starting in Mais Kinyan Mashiach, you have to get it out of the Bailam Zashus. If it's still in the Bailam Zashus, that's not a good Kinyan Mashiach, you're not going to be Chayiv. But if you do Agbar, Agbar works even in the Bailam Zashus, and that's going to, that will make you Chayiv. Good. Now Pashtis, the Mechab is talking about Kefal as well, right? Because he's Gimel says, Ganav and Gazan, Ganav is Kefal, and now he's continuing. Mishosh, Moshach, Ganav, and Nasal. Ganav, that ganav that you chayiv even kefal is when you do a good kinyan. The kinyan has to be chutz mishus abaylam mashika or agbo b'shus abaylam. V'mechnisa l'shusay, if you got the animal into your own rishus, afilu l'gagoy chatzeru v'karfifa, even if it's in your courtyard, into your roof, or the area is not mamish in your house, but that's good enough. As long as imhi mishtameres, if the area is watched, the area is guarded, so then it's a chotza mishtameres, you'll have a kinyan chotza and you're going to be chayiv. You didn't do Mishikha, you didn't do Agbar, but now you have a new Kenyan, you did a Kenyan Chatza. So the idea is that you got to do a good Kenyan. You think it's easy to be a Ganav, not so easy. You got to make sure you, as my client always used to say, we're going to teach you how to steal. You got to do a good Kenyan in order to be a Ganav, otherwise you're not considered a Ganav. Good? Fine. So you have a Kenyan Mishikha, Agbar, or Chatza. Look at the Sman Siv Katan Ches, when he talks about Chutz Mishus Abayim, you did the Mashicha and you left the Bailim's Rishos, continues this man, Mayri, not only did you left the Bailim's Rishos, the Mashcha B'makam Shekoinu Mashicha. It's not enough to be Mashicha out of the Bailim's Rishos, that's not enough. You have to now continue and have that Mashicha in a good place that's Roy for Mashicha, Dainu, Besimta, a little private area, even though it's in the public, but it's a like in a park or whatever, or it's a mamish, a private area, it belongs to two individuals. If you mamish moshik into your own rishos, so then you have mamish kinyan mashika. Let's say you don't have chotza for some reason, we're worried about it. Why you don't have chotza? Maybe it wasn't mishtameres, you have to know. But if you didn't mamish mashika, you'd be koin out your mashika. But if you moishich it into Rishus HaRabim, which that kinin doesn't work, Meshich B'Shus Rabim is not koina in Mecca HaMemka, it will not be koina over here either, and you will not be a ganef. That's what this ma holds. Now, truth be told, this is really a machlekes amaroyim. And we really should go, there's a Gemara in Ksubas Taf Lamed Aleph, that has a case. We're trying to accomplish a case of Kimlei b'derabba minei, that the ganav, when he steals, is chayiv Shabbos, Mrs. Bezdin, at the same time that he's chayiv on the geneva, because the Kimlei b'derabba minei is going to be pot on the geneva. So for the Gemara, what's the case? He stole into Rishus HaRabim, what's the case? If he lifted the item in the Bailam's Rishus, he was already chayiv on the geneva for the hagbod that he made, and Chiv Shabbos didn't come later until he brought into Rishus Rabbah. Elamai, we're talking about that it was Moshech. So Vaita, where was he Moshech to? If he was Moshech into his own Rishus, into Rishus HaYachid, so he'll have the Kinin Mashiach, he'll have a Kinin Gneva, but he didn't have a Issa Shabbos, because it's not into Rishus Rabbah yet. Elamai was Moshech into Rishus Rabbah, that'll have Shabbos, but he doesn't have a good Kinin, because Mashiach and Rishus Rabbah doesn't work. So Gemara is going back and forth what to do. And the number two, it's in the Gemara. One time it's in the Gemara, I think it's Ravashi. Ravashi says that what he did was that he schlepped the item, he didn't lift it, he schlepped it out of the Bailam's Rishos, he put his hand right outside, in Rishos Aram, right outside the Bailam's Rishos, and he schlepped it right onto his hand. So the second it got onto his hand, it's Rishos Arabim, and he was kainu with that hand, he was kainu yad, and mainly have Shabbos and Geneva, means Mrs. Bezdin, and this Chiv Mamed, Boin Ke'echad.
So the yad doesn't go where the body is.
Right, the yad is right there. Maybe I didn't want to know if the body's in Rishus Rabbim too. I hear we'll talk about it. But the yad was right there, and it was lower than 3 tefachim, the Gemara says, because otherwise it was higher than you had to have lifted it already in Rishus Hanigna. We don't want that. So we got to get lower than Kima Tefachim, and you go right onto your hand. Great case. That's the Gemara says. That's one teretz. Comes along Ravina, and Ravina is a different teretz. Ravina is another problem. Yes, you were Moshech in Rishus Rabbim, and yes, Mashiach in Rishus Rabbim. It's koina. Yes, it is koina. Memela, you have Geneva and Shabbos boin kechot.
Now,
Frek Toises Gewalt. Mashiach Rishus Rabbim is not koina. We know it's not koina. What's going on? So Taisa gives two terutzim. Either Ravina Taka argues, Memela, we will not pass him like Ravina, because we pass Mashiach, does not work in Rishus Rabbim. Or, like Moshe pointed out, Taisa's Mechadish, that for Chiv Ointin, by Gzela, that Yechayiv Ointin, that's easier to come by. A Mashiach, even Rishus Rabbim, is enough for Chiv Ointin. You want to know, can I buy something from you, could I acquire and be coining something from you or not? To be mamish coining from you, then I have to have a real Mashiach in my Rishos, a private domain. But if you want to know, Fachiv Ainzin of Ganev, Fachiv Ainzin of Gzela, that's enough of Mashiach Rishos Harabim. So now comes, so latest Teretz HaTaisis, we have that a Mashiach, even Rishos HaRabim, will be enough for Fachiv Ainzin. Now what's Pshat and Taisis? And many Pshat and given, just the Yeshiva Shereid is like this. So just Kedai to just mention of the Shiva Shared is that Mashiach does two things. It takes it out of the Rishus of the owner and brings it into my Rishus. That's Mashiach. I'm being Mashiach from your Rishus into my Rishus. So if I want to be Koinit Mamish, so I have to bring it into my Rishus. In Rishus Aram, I didn't bring it into my Rishus, I can't be Koina. But for Chiv Gneva, Gneva is only that I got it out of your Rishus. So I get it out of your Rishus, even though I didn't get it into my Rishus yet, that's already enough for Chiv Gneva, Chiv Ointzer, because I already did that half. I got it out of your Rishus. So Memela Mashiach Rishus Aram is enough for Chiv Ointzer, but will not be enough for being a Kinyan Gamma. Memela, even on Kol HaTorah we Kula, we Taka Pask, and Mashiach doesn't work. But for Gneva, it could work for Chiv Ointzer. Now that's a teretz and taisa, a legitimate teretz. Memela, the smell over here is mashmad is not going like that teretz, because he says that I got to go into a simta chatzish shneim. But if we'll be rishus ram, which is, by the way, the smell is being mamis his lashon and mechav. Mechav doesn't talk about it. Mechav just said, but maybe mishamashik chutz mishazan. The second you get out of rishus ravaylam, sounds like the mechav already chayiv, and the smell being mamis, no, it doesn't mean that. It means only if you get into your simto, into your private rishas. So smas seems like he's going like the other shita sataisis, and that is that gzeil is just like kala tarikula, and you cannot be chayiv unless you bring it to your own rishas. However, fact the goyin, if you look in the goyin sif katan tezvav, and Rekiv Egi is the exact same kasha on the sma, blive shred, doesn't know what's going on. Ein sma, vu dasai tesis vatur. Yes, the sma is going like that, she says a tesis natur. Abim Loshen Rambam, Veshukhanok, and Besim Shin Nun Aleph, Le Mashmekain. Because over there, when the Rambam, Veshukhanok, bring down this Gemara of Ksubis, the Rambam doesn't bring down Ravashi's teretz that you put your yad in a tzir of yad lamata and you put it onto your hand. He learns the case kipshuta, that you just took it out. Sounds like he told me, I went into Rishus Rabbim, and without the din akimleid b'd Rabbim Nei, you would have been chayiv. Why would you have been chayiv for ayat Mashiach Rishus Rabbim? Must be the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch hold like that, Teretz HaTaisis, that Mashiach Rishus Rabbim is enough for gneving zela. Mamela, they both argue with Tisma, what's going on in Tisma? No, you could learn the Mechaba Kipshutai, that Shemashchus Mashiach Abaylam, even though it was in Rishus Rabbim, it still works for gneva, like the Mechaba and the Rambam's Mashman, Shinnan Aleph. Mamela, they bleib shrei on Tisma. Yeah, I mean, what? If you put it in a chotzer that's not mishtameres, so then you won't have your kinyan chotzer. But what happened to your kinyan? Well, are you a moitzit? So you have to know if you took it. I don't know if you took it. Maybe you didn't take it. Maybe it left by itself. It left the bayim itself, or you guided it out of the bayim zishas. Maybe it wasn't enough to be a ma'isa mashika. It was going, and you were directing it. Oh, so we're going to get to that word echnisa zum baltin. It's a ksoisa now. But the Val could have said that it's all right. I hear what you're driving in. Okay, we'll discuss. Sorry. Good. Oh, you mean like tian samayshus kasha? Okay, so it means it wasn't that you took it out of the guy's rishus. This is the new case. It was standing with rishus rabbim, and you got into your rishus. Mabel, you were never meitzit rishus abaylam. So therefore, you need a good kinyan chotzer. Maybe that would be a pshat. Even though it sounds like it's going back on the first case that was rishus rabbim. Yeah. All right. Many years ago in Hazabach, I once wanted to tie a pshat in Taisis. I know it's a chiddush, it's a blitz, but just bear with me a second. And that is that even Taisis holds that Meshicha works with rishus rabbim. Only means b'negeya to chiv einzin, because chiv einzin is easier to come by. But if you want to know, you have your full-fledged din of a ganef to be chayv and kef on dalavei avadanat. Even teisus moida, even that teretz of teisus moida, that to be a full-fledged ganef, you have to do a proper kinyan and it has to be in your own rishos of mishicha or simta, whatever. And mishicha and mishadam is not going to work. You want to know chiv einzin is easier to come by. If the bailin can't watch it, you can watch it. The sheet is a ramna holds by child. You don't even need a kinyan by shaymrim. There could be easier reasons why your chiv achrayis on it is easier to come by. But if you want to know, do I have a din ganef? No, I'm not a ganef. I wasn't koina. If that's the case, I told this when I was a bach. I told this.
What are you saying, Kim Rabbi?
Right, Kim Leidani. I won't be chayv in the Karen. Like the Mori says in Sanhedrin, I'm base. So I told this pshat to Rav Shmuel Zatzal, and he liked the pshat. He had some kashas. He was tumbling about Rav Shmuel Bimbam. But Lamaisa, I know it's a chiddush. Got it this week. I was looking. So you know now it's coming. Lamaisa, who says it? What? So I started to flip around. Whatever I could find. The only thing really I found was is a Sha'ar HaLakutais. Don't ask me who it is, but it's about 100 years ago. Sha'ar HaLakutais on Bava Metzia. And Samach Zayin HaMebeis, he's Mesupik in Taisis. That which Taisis says, that it works for Einzin, what about Lagabi Kefa? He doesn't know.
Yeah, we more Tavri B'Shasti, right?
Go ahead.
The Hash says there's a new Maisa Gneva. That's why it's Chayav to pay to the Hashtag.
Good.
Right? The
loose
new maisel, the maisel gets a
tavre.
The guy made no
kinyonim
at all.
You don't know. It might be in his chutz. You have to know how tavre shasi works. Taka might be a might be a mazik, tois, nesivis. Not so. You just ran into like mamish raid. You know. Not so poshut. Not so poshut. What am I trying to accomplish here? If I'm right, if it's true that tois and his loshen is only chiyav einzin, if I'm right, then I could taino that the smas bemis is you could. Be memayit at least to kasha the going in the kiveg on the sma. Avada the sma knew the mechamed shinan aleph. And knew avada once you bring rishus rabbim, it's already enough to be chayv bo'insin. But pashtis, the mechamed is going on chiv kefil as well. Right? Sif gimu was ezel ganav that's chayv in kefil. That's a whole sif. Why? Who's the ganav that's chayv in kefil? Not a gazan. Because gazan's not enough. Gazan's only chayv in keren. Comes on sif dalet mishosh shemosha kagneva nas ela ganav. Now, you want to be a ganef, you want to be chayv and kefil and dal of the hay, you want to be a full-fledged, that you bit a proper kinin, it's not enough that you mash a chus mishas a balam. You have to bring it into a mashicha, which is a real kinin, a mashicha and a simto, a mashicha and a mishas a yachet. It's not enough to have just a mashicha and a mishas a rabim. But you want to grab that you chayv and einzin, which is like midi dava shel, it's like a shoulder kedin, you chayv and einzin. Yeah, vada, you can be chayv and einzin, even a mashicha and a mishas a rabim. But if you want to be a ganef you're not going to be unless you make a mashicha in a proper place, in a proper, just like in Kol HaTerekula, that you have to do a proper mashicha to be koino. To be a ganef you also need a proper kinin. That's what I would like to suggest. Grant, if you learn that it, Taisim Bavakayim and Ayin Tesim and Aleph asks on this and doesn't like this Teretz HaTaisis, this Shita HaTaisis, that you could have a chiv einzin with a Mashiach and Rishus HaRabim, and he asks from a Gemara, if you learn that it only meant oinsin and not kefil, l'chor you can get out of Tosfos' kasha. So maybe if I get that's a right, that Tosfos understood that that other sheet was going on kefil as well. Okay, this is what the tumul about. But if this would be true, at least I could squeeze into the sma that's all the sma meant. And memela v'adachiv oinsin is, but to be a ganim to be chayiv kefil, that you need a proper mishika. Now, we're talking about now legabi chiyuvim. There's ein oinsin, there's ein kefil like me. We're talking about chiyuvim. What about, were you a ganif? Are you over any isurim? If I am moishik the kefil, it's out of Rishus into Rishus Arabim. Did a bad mishika, didn't learn in yeshiva, don't know how to steal. So now what do I do now? Did I do an issa? I know I'm not going to be koine the kefil, so I'd say, but did I do an issa? Did I do a maizik neva that the Torah said, leisik neva, I'm not supposed to be doing this.
So, it's not worse when a guy steals for a joke.
Oh, but a guy steals for a joke, at least he's doing a proper stealing. He made a kinyan, he brought into his rishos, he did agbah, put it in his pocket, he might have yad, chotz, he have 100 kinyanim. So he did a proper kinyan, but he had a bad motive. He wasn't doing it for keeps, he was doing it to... but the ganav, if you steal, you don't have a mind to... I don't know if that's going to help you. If you're doing gzeilev, you might be shus. I don't know if that's going to help you. But now I know that, if I'm going to steal and I'm going to be koina, I'm going to be chayiv, so let me steal and have now not in das to be koina. I bet it's still going to be chayiv.
No, that's not true. What's the guy stealing for then?
The Torah was matil alecho the chiyuvim and the kinyanim bar kocha if the ganav even doesn't want to steal. Even doesn't want the kinyanim. He wants, so the, if stealing for a joke is considered stealing, and he did a proper kinyan, so memele, he'd be chayiv. And it'd be awesome. Shaila is, if you don't do proper kinyonim, then are you over any yisurim or not? So there, we collected the shaila before, but I found recently there's a shut Maria Halevi in Chelik Bey Simon Ayin Tes, and there's a chazanishim bavakama tezayin tzivkot nechof in Tesan, shnei nevim, nisnabu kamat besignin echod. They both cleared the shaila, and they're both noita, since Tesan, they're both, maybe, Maybe that you could talk be over the issa even though you don't have the kinyani genev, even though you don't have the chiyuvim. The one lashon is the Maria Levi says, as long as you are mafkia merishus habaylim, that might be enough for isurim to get it out of the baylim's rishos. And the chazanish's lashon is, as long as you are shaylel the shlitas habaylim, it's already enough to be over Yisrael. What do you mean I'm being magdish? Maybe like the chazanish, I don't have to even take it out of your rishos. Could be if I hide it in your rishos, but you don't have shlita on it anymore, and I do, because I know where it is, maybe that would be enough like the chazanish. I don't know. But they both entertain, you could have an issa perhaps, without the chivim. Now, if Kamina was, we cled when a goyin of Amnas Lameket over there, there was a Chedushi Arim who wanted to tie it into Santa Pshai, try to put it into the Mechaba, that the extra din Kadei Letzare was where you didn't take it out as Rishos. You just like knocked it off the table, you knocked it off, you kicked it under the bed. So you didn't do any kinyanim. And never, right, you didn't do Agbo Mashika because the doesn't work, nothing. And then that would still be the Issa of going to Vamnas Lameka, going to Vamnas Latsar. And we tie in on the Chedusharim, I mean, what's going on? You didn't do any Maisa Kinyan, so how could you be a Ganev? I mean, to hear which. So we entertain that, and now we see other Akhranim go like that too. It could be Isurim are easier to come by than Chiyuvim. Try to Zachiv, Taki, you won't have till you have a Maisa Kinyan. But you want to know, but you're even Issa, maybe you're already even Issa, just kicking it under the bed. That's already enough to be even Issa, and that would be already enough to be going to a Nasal Mecha. The Maisa is even like these Akhranim, that's a Pasha Chedusharim. Because even like the Akhranim, you have to be like much Maria Levi, you have to be Mafkim or Shus Habaylam. Kick it under the bed. I still wasn't Mafkim or Shus Habaylam, I still was Shus Habaylam. So you have to, that's why I'm saying, maybe he goes like the Chazanish's Lashon, you shaylel the Shlitas Habaylam and the Chavet, that's already enough to have the Issa. Maybe. Anyway, we didn't like the Chedusharim for other reasons last time, but good. We see this concept. Now you have a Maria Levi, a Chazanish, and then that Chedusharim, that you might be able to get Isurim even without proper Kinyon.
That would not be allowed to do essay because... There's no chiv hashavas.
How do you have a lav the class? I hear. So here too, you have go here. If you in Moishik b'shus harabim, and you don't have kinyani gneva, and you are over isurim, so where is the lav and the class? So you should get Marcus. I hear the shaila. Okay.
What said you have in carry?
No, like one sheet is a taisi. You have in chiv einzin, chiv einzin, and a chanami. But like the other sheet, hosa you're nothing. Right, which is the pashas that's mad that you're nothing until you bring it into a private shus. So I got into, but I'll still be over the issa, so I could get the issa without the chiyah. So what happened to the lab? Won't you get Marcus? Very nice. You're thinking very gishmak. All right. Good. That's the mechaba. Now the mechaba is the last half. The second half of the mechaba is v'mechnisa lushusai. Hechnisa lushusai. I brought it into my reshus. What does that mean? What is the mechaba trying to do here? Vavusta yeshiva shatayr is exoys. But you want to know what exoys is? It's here. If you look in the sifkot and beis and exoys, zok tekteis v'mechnisa lushusai. Perkama devabin tia tanya ein li ela yodai gagoi chaterei karfifoi minayin. The Gemara says, Josh, how do you know that all these rishusim could also make you into a ganet? Talmud loyma em himatzei timatzei. Upirish Rashi gabi chetzeroi. What was the case? How did it get into my chater? Kigoin shenichnas alushusai. It entered my rishus. V'na'al b'faneha, and I closed the door. I can't loshen of Rashi. Umash mazak tiksais demnichnas me'atma alushusai. If it just entered by itself into your rishus, you didn't do any ma'isa. V'niskaven l'knoisa l'gzela, and I talk out of mind. I'm going to steal this animal, but I didn't shut the door. I didn't do any ma'isa in the ma'isa geneva. Loi mechuyv b'machshava greida. I'm not a ganav. I'm not going to be chayv for my machshava alone. In order to be a ganav or a gazan, you have to do a ma'isa. V'afilu hayechotza mishtameres. Even if it would have been a chotza mishtameres, means don't say that Rashi needs no b'fanet to make it into mishtameres. No. Even if somehow it would have been a chotza mishtameres without it, it just entered my rishus by itself, I would not be a ganav u'mishum to b'machshava inu nasa gazan. You cannot become a gazan with machshava ad sheyase ma'isa k'mo no b'fanet. Afa gav to b'metziye kai gavna. Even though b'metziye kai gavna kari lo b'machshava a great koni lo b'machshava great, it's enough to be koni metziya because it's a chotza mishtameres. Avo b'gzeila tzarkno b'fenel, you either have to shut the door, oy sheyachnisena ba'atzmo ilushusai, or you have to actually schlep it into your shos. V'zeu shekotzav b'shulchan aruch, that's the diak of the shulchan aruch before. Why does the shulchan aruch say a lot in b'michnis ilushusai? It's the teacher, you have to be machnes it. You have to be the machnes. Avo nichnesa me'alev, it came by itself, loy. V'hua di nichnesa me'alev, v'no b'fenet dezeh nam yavi ma'isa. Kids, so you got to do a ma'isa. Either you shut the door or you schlep it in. But if it comes in by yourself, and even if you have a machshav, I want to be kind of this chayfiz, I will not be chayv. I'm not a gazlan at all. And at the end, he brings another raya, and at the end, he's feels like, I feel like in a koine lointin, you're not even chayv ointin, you're nobody. Ad sheyase ma'isa, k'moy no'al, l'k'moy shekosav Rashi. If you don't do a ma'isa, you're not, you're potter, you're nothing. You're talking, you won't even have an issa, even like those achroinim. You didn't do anything. You didn't do any ma'isa, you don't have a shame gazan on you. Nachayv ointin, you're nobody. Means you blew it, you batched up, you don't know how to steal. Fine, so that's the ksais. So ksais is mechadish, that you need a ma'isa in order to be koina, in order to be chayv at all. Pella the ksais. There are other pshatim in Rashi, there's a taisis who's mashal like that as well in Bava Kama, that you need to do a ma'isa, you had to hit it to be chayv. They try to bring their raya, but many achronim bring rayas for kedfenis ksais. And just to give you, there are actually three shitas. There's the ksais who holds that you're a nobody, you're nothing. Then you have the Machane Ephraim and Hukas Gzela Simin Yud Beis, who's mavur that you are a gazan, aydei chatzeroi, even if you didn't have any mice at all, you are a gazan. See, once in a back of a pipikodin, you could be a gazan once you're machshava to steal it and keep it, even though you didn't do anything. So that's Machane Ephraim. And then comes along the Imrei Moshe in Simin Lamed Beis Ois Beis, and he's mechadish, a split here. He wants a tie in it. Events of the negate to what? Chiv Ointin or Chiv Kefo. Like we did before, we tried to make that chilek, but he has a chilek b'negat here. If you want to know, but Gabi Chiv Ointin, Avad or Chiv Ointin doesn't need a mice, and Avad, you're going to be Chai with Chiv Ointin, just having Makshava to steal it, you're ready Chai Ointin. If you want to become a full fledged Ganev to be Chai in Kefo, no, that's not going to be enough if you didn't do a mice. For Ganev, a shame Ganev to be Chai in Kefo, that you have to do a mice. For Chiv Ointin, or to have a shame Gazlin, that you could do without a ma'isa. But ganav, that extra darga, that ganav, it's chayim and kevod alvei, no, that you need a ma'isa, and that won't work. Mameli is miyashav a lot of the kashis, because here it's talking about for gzeila, here it's talking about for gneva. Then he fears ois, mameli, abizoi, so that which the mechaba over here says, echniso, must be its lav dafka, because Mechab is talking about chiv ointzin, and so what do you need a chnisa for? Even without a chnisa, you'd be chayv in ointzin. As I said, Rimeisha. Now, Lididi, the Mirashisha said a shtickle better, because I wanted to tie into Mechabit talk, yeah, Benegeh Techiv Kevel even. That's how I wanted to end up this ma before. Right? Siv Gimel talking about Ezel Ganev, Schaiv and Kevel, and come Siv Dalin, and when are you that Ganev? So it sounds like the Mechabit talking even Chiv Kevel. So Mamed the Mechabit has even Mechnisa Lushusa. You want to be a full fledged Ganev, you have to do a Chnisa Lushusa, like the Xais is Medaik. Chiv Aintin, there we could argue in the Xais, like the Mimesha, and say that Chiv and Chiv Aintin, even without a full fledged Maisa, just a machshava alone is enough. But to be a ganif, to be chayv and careful, that you need a hechnisa lushusai. That's why we could have tied it, but he didn't tie it like that. All right, but anyway, you have three shitas to be a ganif. And the next time you steal, you have to remember, you have to do light excise, you got to do a maisa in order to become a ganif. Sorry?
A
machshava and a maisa. Well, how do you steal without a machshava? What do you mean?
And that
closes the
door to steal.
Yes, and then you had a mind. You didn't have a mind to steal. Yeah, that's nothing.
So if someone picks something from their bed, just to...
My crime's the other way. You had a mind without the mice. So this is...
Chatzalon is
kind of saying. Yeah, but he's saying that you never had the mind to steal in the first place. That's different than Makrafayim.
Matt Makrafayim, you had a mind to steal?
Makrafayim was, yeah. I want to be Koifer Bibkod and I want to be Machish. I'm not my Chatzal. Why am I Gazim? Maybe I'm Meshav Aveda. Maybe I'm a good boy. I mean, how do you know what I am? But so you have to have a mind about it to keep the item.
So picking something under a bed.
Right.
Right, so you have to have a mind to steal it. You just have a mind to go inside.
Well, we said before that the Chiddush of Leisig Neva was Afilo Amnas Lameikat, so that Gufa means that's enough of a Makshava for stealing. No, if you don't have a Kenyan, so no, that's for sure. The Ksais is not saying that you don't need a Kenyan. He holds you need a Kenyan, just he holds that on top of the Kenyan, you also need a Maisa. If you don't have a Kenyan in Avada, you won't be Chayv. For Issa. For the Issa, Chazon Shul was talking about the Issa, that you could have the Issa without the Kenyan.
But the Issa also requires
Kavanah. Yeah, the Issa would require some degree of Kavanah, right? Even going up Amnas L'Mekat, maybe, like the Chiddush Yerim. Because that's also a Kavanah that the Torah doesn't like. Maybe. All right, fine. Okay, let's continue. So it's a Chiddush Ketzayis, it's a Yeshiva Shatayi that you need a Maisa Gneva. Here it is, they bring a raise from Shlichus Yad, raise it back and forth. It's, we can go on for the raise. But the Yesaidis, those are the three Shitas. Fine, let's see the Ramah. Eimas Ganav Chayv Bekeif of Abba V'Chamish. So when is a Ganav Chayv?
So he came into his Chotzer and he doesn't have a mind to Ganav.
Good.
What does he have in mind? Leave it there forever?
No, in
he has to have a mind.
In which case? The case of Ksais's case? Or his case? Case of Ksais's case, you have a mind to keep it, but I didn't do a Maisa. So I'm not a gun until I do a Maisa. I have to shut the door, or I have to hit it.
Yeah,
or till I do that, I'm nothing. I want
to
keep it.
What?
I'm going to keep it.
You're going to keep it?
For sure. I'm a gun. I'm going to keep it. Just... I not yet that ganav because I didn't do a proper ma'aseh kinyan. Give me time till I get the ma'aseh kinyan. If they chat me now, if they catch me now, I'm scot free. I did nothing. I didn't do any ma'aseh kinyan, so I can't be a ganav yet. Fine. Let's do the Ramah. Eim is ganav chay bekeif avavav v'chamisha. When is a ganav chay bekeif avavav v'chamisha? Ayin bifnim. I think he means ayin bifnim means look in the tour. Well, in Shas, yeah. For lekosin a mechaba hazeh, but the mechaba hazeh, the Shulchan Aruch, Baal Shulchan Aruch didn't write about it. Why? Lefihu shu knas, kefon dal vehe is knas, veinu noyig hu idna. And today we're not noyig the knosas. Why are we not noyig? Because the din is, in order to pass in knosas, you have to have smicha. And we don't have smicha anymore. So mele we can't pass. And the truth of the matter is, let me go strap. In order to pass in basically all chayshe mishpat, you need smicha. And Be'etzem, the whole Choshen Mishpat should be not Negeh today anymore. I mean, Negeh, you shouldn't be over, but Be'etzem shouldn't be involved. Terry says, but there's a kind of Shlichusai Ko'avdinon. We act as the emissaries of the previous Smuchim, of the previous Dekadiris, and Mamela, that's our authority to be able to pass Kinshasa Choshen Mishpat. But we only have that Koyach, Shlichusai Ko'avdinon, on normal things. Things are Milsa de Loishchicha, abnormal. Or things that are Knosses, that they never gave us a koyach, Mamela, we cannot pass in these shaylas. According to some shitas, it could be even an isser to pass in these shaylas. It's an isser. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu reserved these shaylas only to smuchim, and anyone who's not a samach is not allowed to even. Means if let's say you have two balei din, want to or be makabel anyway. I want to pass in the shayla anyway. I know that I'll give you the authority. Could be it's even an isser to pass in that shayla. I'll be a Ramban's pshat. Okay, but besides l'chol apachos, we don't have the koyach to pass in that shayla. Since the Mechaba holds that we don't pass in Knossos, right? And then brings it down, Simen Aleph, the very first Simen. Since so you left out everything to do about Kefon Dal Vehe, just left that out of Shulchan Aruch. And we're going to see, very interesting, we'll see some simonim as we go along, that basically there's nothing in the Simen. It's like a one sifah. Mechaber says nothing. There's no chiddush. You wonder what he's doing. Teretz is because the Torah has a whole riches about kefil. And the mechaber, not to mess up the numbering of the Shulchan Aruch, like if he's going to skip out Shin Nun Aleph or Shin Nun Beis, then his Shin Nun Gimel will be Nun Aleph, and then the Torah's Shin Nun Gimel get confusing. So he just said anything just to keep the format. Okay, now we're on Shin Nun Aleph, and now we're on Shin Nun Gimel. But Be'etim, he doesn't discuss kefil and Aleph Hey because it's Knossos, it's Ena Neigeid.
I'm not referring to the mechaber.
What do you mean? Why is he deferring? What do you mean?
Since when does he have to hold with the
Mechaber? Who says he does? He just says, if you want to know, look over there in the Torah.
So
why doesn't he be Marech? Yeah. But he says, one second, he says, however, Miu Yesh Nafkusa Im Tafas. But you should know, you should yet look Bifnim because there's a Nafkamin, even though Bezin doesn't pass in Nishailis. But if you do a Tfisa, if you stole from me, I'll chap from you kefil and dalet vehei. Then it's nageya. You chayv kefil davei. Did you do a proper adam? By the knasas pata. You have to know all the dinim when you chayv. Vayin leil simen aleph sif hey. That we do bisman as that paskin knas and not betaris psak, but we do it by nageya tfisa. We could have maybe mishamtin and lay other things.
What happens about
Tfisa? Oh, if the guy passes in Tfisa, then Bezin has to get involved. And even then, it's a machlek, it's a place where Bezin could pass in even then. And we'll see right now. Let's see in Sif Kotten Yudala for Sma.
The
Torah brought down these halachas because it's Negev to Tfisa. And even the Torah you should know is Mekatze. He says, because it's not really Negev, but it's Negev for Tfisa. So he has to give you just the general outlines of these halachas. Right. So one second, you want to bring a right from Ramah that the Mechaber is going yeah on Kefil or not on Kefil? So you want to say the Mechaber is only talking about Karen? I think the Mechaber just saw some. He saw some and he was talking about everything, whatever. It's Negeya. And then Zokter Ramah, you should know, the Mechaber left out the whole thing of Moed B'Knas and all the Dina Kevah Aveh, because I'm telling you, he didn't go into it because it's not Negeya B'Zman Hazeh. Now, if you look in the Rasma, so why didn't the Mechaber bring down these alokas if it's Yeh Negeya for Tfisa? I mean, so now back to Shaila. If the Ramah likes these alokas because of Tfisa, so what happened to the Mechaber? So look in this massive Kotn Yirala, V'Efsha, like a few lines in, V'Efsha, the Mechaber Pasa Kerama. Shekosav atur b'shmoy shom b'seif simin shemempes shementes shaloi mahani tfisa b'knas ela b'chdei niskoi. That whole din that you're allowed to chap and do tfisa, even though on things that we don't paskin, that's only if it's up to the Karen amount. V'loi b'kevo dala v'hei, but for kevo dala v'hei, you're now allowed to do tfisa even b'zman hazeh, shu yesim min niskoi. Why? D'takan ta'avdi l'rabonon l'nizik. It was a takana that you're allowed to do tfisa. V'lo avdi takan to l'arviach ha'mamoyne. And they never made this takanta if you want to get more than you deserve. More than, what it means to deserve more than your mama that you lost. We have to allow it to be tefis, so you should recap your losses. But to be able to get, and now get kevo dala v'hei, that we never instituted Tfisa, Mamela Machaba doesn't have Tfisa, Mishamochi, Yeshmita, Namachaba. Mashenke, what does Ramah hold? Umaramzal, the Ramah holds for Yuleka Rosh, Shatokos of Shamalov, the two argues with the Ramah, and he says, Sharosh, Cholakal Dvor of Israel, the Lafta Kantihi. That your Tfis is not a Takona, the Midaraisa Machaivle, Mine Ika Dinu Machaiv, it's Midaraisa. Elish Ain Lono Dain Babavo, she Yechvenu Litain. But no one could force in because we don't have a dying because no one is a samak today. Okay, I'm the oven in the shdinil and nafshe. Litvay spishir kevo dalaveve mitzin miyada. That's make a din oven in the shdinil and nafshe. You're allowed to be typhus. So it's not a takanta. Memele is yet applicable for even kevo dalave. So the mechaber left it out because he holds like the Rama that tfisa and kevo dalave doesn't work, and the Rama holds like the Rosh that tfisa and dalave does work, and Memele brought it down. That's a smaz pshat. The ma'ase is just. Let's flesh this out a little bit. Mizah Mechaber, does Ma hold, or Efsha? Efsha, the Mechaber holds, like the Ramah, that Tfisa doesn't work. And Memele, it's not Negea Ki Huzeh, this Dina Kefan Dala Behei. So, Shtiko Shfeh, so what do you need Siv Gimel for? Siv Gimel, Ezeh Oganov. But otherwise, you're a gazlan. What's the nafkamina between a gazlan and a ganiv? When you get the kefon dalav vehei, and the smam himself in Sifkot Zayin says it's all nafkamina is on the kefon dalav vehei. So if the mechaber doesn't want to talk about kefon dalav vehei, it's never neged. What does he need that halacha for and sifgimel for? Alamai, I would suggest that Avada the Mechaber also holds that Tfisa work, but it's not really Nogeya. So maybe I left it out, but just to etzem yisoid, you want to know Hilchas Gneiva, what is a Ganem, what's a Gazan? That I'll tell you. I mean, I'll tell you just certain fundamentals. After that, that's it. I'm not going to be Marichane because it's not really Nogeya. Just like the Tor also brought down Halachas, but wasn't Marichane fully because it's not really Nogeya. So Mechaber's Kitza started earlier. Mechaber was Mekata just to give you the basic fundamentals, and after that, he stopped. But even the Mechaber Kenzain holds that Tfisa would work. Nafkamina Gabriel, to know even a Gazan Chaybain, a Gazan and Ganav is Chaybain. That's Shava, it's Karen. So it's only negate the Kevin Dalvei. And Kevin Dalvei, if the Sma is right, it's never negate. And truth be told, that even though the Sma over here says a pshat why the Mechaber left it out, but if you look in the Sma, in Simin Aleph, in Sivkot Yud Zayin, and Sivkot Yud Ches, over there he teaches the Mechaber Lehedya that Tfisa does work even on Kevin Dalvei. Not like what he's saying in the Mechaber here. Means he's saying that, yeah, even the Mechaber holds like the Ruma that Tfisa does work. So, Shtiko Stiris Sma Bedasa Mechaber. And could be that's what the Shach means. If you look at the Shach in Zivkon Dalet, he says, Yesh Navkusa, Ein Bisma Sivkon Yud Aleph. Excuse me. The Ein Le'el, Simen Aleph, Sivkon Yud Ches. He means the Sma Le'el in Simen Aleph, Sivkon Yud Ches. And over there he says himself, over there he says, even in the Mechaber Tfisa would work. So, it's a Stiris Sma Bedasa Mechaber. But certainly later Ramah, Tfisa is going to work. Excuse me.
Saying that my Rebbe is a person who sleeps in the dorm and who does and does not daven in yeshiva and then he eats breakfast and he says that that's a shell of Gneva.
Okay, I don't know.
I was asking you, or Sam was a...
No, why not? So listen, you know, I'll do it even if they won't pass in it. Maybe the Rashiva won't take him to Dintari over his breakfast, but he's still now I'll do it. And it's a Gneva if he's Makbid. Now, it's also Mashma Shtikl that Adkan we're only dealing with the Kefil and the Dalit Vehei. But the Karen of the Gneva, we will paskin. We are empowered to paskin even Bezman Azeh. And the truth is that that's the Mashitas of Mechaber. In Simen Aleph, the Mechaber holds Sai Gneva, Sai Gzela, we do paskin Bezman Azeh. However, the Ramah over there in Simen Aleph, Siv Gimel, brings down Shitas in the book of Yosef that which gzeilas we paskin bezman hazeh is only morehetedik gzeilas kaifu bebikad and shlichas yad, things like that. It's easier to come by. It's more shchiach. But for me to do a real gzeila means vayigzal esachenis that I should snatch something out of your hand. That's a loy shchiach. And memel since it's loy shchiach, then we never had the takana of shlichusayu, and we cannot paskin hilchas gzeila bezman hazeh. We cannot paskin gzeila. Oh, no, as pasha as you can, just because if you can't pass in din, doesn't give you a head to go to Akkais. Right.
Just like
you normally. No, specifically on these halakas, you're not allowed. It's a good shayla they talk about, but specifically, no, you're not allowed to do it. We're not supposed to be passing these shaylas, and we can't pass in these shaylas with manazah. So, the Ramah holds gzeila, argues with the Mechaber holds gzeila not. Sounds like from here that the Ramah would agree for Gneva. Not a great dig, but the way he's talking about Kefon Dalavei sounds like Gneva of Karen he's moided to. So you have to be mechalatin Gzela and Gneva. The Gzela, is to snatch it out of your hands, that I'm not going to do. But Gneva, while you're not knowing about it, I sneak into your Rishus and I help myself to the items, that is Shkiach or more Shkiach than Gzela. And even like that Ramah, we will pass in Gneva Bizman Hazeh. There's a Chedushi Arim in Simen Aleph, Siv Cotton Chav Dalet, and I think again in Chavav, Hutaka says this Chilek. He goes back and forth, but at the end of the day, that's how he holds that even like the Ramah, the Gzela we won't pass in Bizman Hazeh, but Gneva we will pass in Bizman Hazeh. It should just be Moisev that the Ramah over there says that which we don't pass in Gzela Bizman Hazeh is to be Machayev the guy money. But if the Gzela is still Be'en, then we will pass in Gzela and we'll force him to return the item. That's what the Ramah says. What's Pshat? Kishmak a pshat, the Nachal Yitzchok says a pshat, and grabs this mashma like that in the Behuda and others as well, is that if I take something and the chayfet is still ben, then every second the ganav is doing another ma'isek zela, another ma'isek zela, another ma'isek zela. So even though we're not empowered to paskin shaylas of chiyuvim mamon, because we're not smuchin, and it's loishkiach. They didn't make a shlichusayo on that. But right now, I have to be mafresh you from menissa. Right now, you've been over leisigzil again. I've got to stop you. So mamela, I let her beat the living daylights out of you to stop you from doing anissa. So mamela, then I could paskin to get you to be maitzi the dava gozel from your rishus. But if you already ate it, or you already lost it, and I just chayv chivaintzin, then I won't paskin bezman hazeh chiyuvigzela because it's loishkiach. But geneva, you will paskin. Sorry, what? And you can have every yachid also. They got a different dinim.
So they don't come on dumb deal and option. They push it, you got, you have my chayfets. I want to save you from
real chayfets. Right? Yeah, so that's not so posh. It's mashayvev, nasiv, it's not so posh. If everyone has that din of being mafresh me'isa, if you're allowed to be makkah because of that. So it's also a tumult. So,
I won't be makkah, just take it.
Oh, just take it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you could just take it to your mafresh from Mesira. Well, you anyway, you're the nigzal anyway, you let it be done in the nafshe anyway.
You
mean?
Only have to have bezdin first.
No, done deal in nafshe, you let it just take it. You are the bezdin. You could be done deal in nafshe.
Only when you can't go to bezdin.
No, grad, it's a machlek, it's a marim. We pass, and even if you could go to bezdin, Vensik, if you're going to hit him or mafs at him, not. If you're not being mafs at him, then even if you could go to bezdin, you could take it. Because we hold done deal in nafshe, even b'makam delekab seida. See you later. Why? No, we had that other than Ben Bagbag. You mean Ben Bagbag, right? But Lafrushi means Surah. You want to do it even for you, but you see that over there, not like that. So, all right. We'll have to know. We have the Lafrushi means Surah on that then. Okay, you're asking good? Okay? Very good. All right. Shai, let's move on here. Sifhei. Tashlume Gneva. If you have a chiyuvim of Gneva, you have to pay back Gneva. What do you pay back with? Sakta machabe. Im yeshlem metaltalim. If you have metaltalim, yerdim lahem. Bezin is goyve from metaltalim. That's the first what Bezin tries to get to seize. Then ainloy metaltalim. But if he doesn't have metaltalim, ela kakoyis, then yerdim lahem. Then Bezin will be goyve from the kakoyis. The goyve meidah shalay kishan ezikin. If we're dealing with kakoyis, is a din meitav just like shan ezikin that you're allowed to collect. Bezin's mechuyv. The Bezin will be goyve from the best karka that he has from idis of nezikin. That's when he's being goyva karka, but metaltalin commonly every metaltalin is metavu, because if it doesn't sell here, you could sell it somewhere else. You could carry it and bring it to other places. But mele by metaltalin, every metaltalin goes, even inferior quality metaltalin. But by karka, you need spitz karka. That's what you pay with. But you
money
see,
money
doesn't discuss. Very good. So it's shy like this. Really, there are three items: there's money, metaltalin, and karka. Metaltalin goes first, then karka. Money we don't even discuss. And betzim the shaila has been negeir to nezikin, is a negeir to other things. Havah might be different, Schiyus Poilim might be different, but L'chayr from the Mechaba, Gneva and Nezikin, Mazik is the same. By Mazik, there's a Machlik, is a Poiskim. What's Prat here? When the Mechaba says that you go after Metaltalin first, what does that mean? That means the guy who has to pay, the Ganif, pays Metaltalin first? Because he wants to pay Metaltalin first? Or even if he doesn't want to pay Metaltalin? I mean, what happens if the Ganif wants to pay Karka first? Could the Nigna force him to pay Metaltalin? Or the Faket. If the Nignav wants Karka, could the Ganav force the Nignav to take Metaltalin? Who decides Metaltalin versus Karka? Who has the upper hand? Maybe nobody. But what's Pshadiyah? What does the Mechaba mean that Metaltalin is a Kseida Gerima Metaltalin and then Karka? There's a Machlek is a Poiskin. There's a Sman, Simen Tof Yud Tes, Siv Cotton Aleph, that he holds that really Yad HaGanav Al El Yoyne, Yad HaMazik Al El Yoyne, whoever is paying could give whatever he wants. He wants Makarka, pay Karka, wants Metaltalin, pay Metaltalin, he wants to pay money, pay money. He has the upper hand to decide what he's paying with. So why does it say Bezin's goyve Metaltalin before Karka? If the Ganav wants, he could pay Karka first. Because the Ganav would rather pay with Metaltalin before Karka, because Karka is a medis loilam, so he's going to want to hold on to his Karka as much as possible. So Pashtis, the Ganav would want him to pay with Metaltalin, therefore Bezin is goyve from Metaltalin. But if the Ganav wants to pay in Karka instead of Metaltalin, he could stick the Nignav with Karka instead of Metaltalin. He has a choice. That's a smashita. Shach argues, Shach brings a lot of Rishonim who argue, and the Shach says, no, Metaltalin is the first choice. If the Ganav wants to pay with Karka, tough. The Nignav could force the Ganav to pay with Metaltalin. Metaltalin is the first choice, and inversely as well. If the Nignav would want Karka, the Ganav could force the Nignav to take Metaltalin. No one has the upper hand. The Seida Gvi is Metaltalin first, then goes Karka. Money, everyone agrees that if the ganav wants to pay with money, he has the right to pay with money and avoid metalton, avoid kaka whenever he wants. But when you get to metalton versus kaka, like the sma, the ganav has the choice, and like the shach, no one has the choice. Metalton comes first, and then goes kaka.
It says
kashan azikin. Isn't the azikin kashan azikin? Shan azikin is kashan azikin, right. Right, so I'm telling you then, and this man, the shak, what I just told you, is by Shana Zikin, it's in tough your test.
But the Nizik can ask Dafka, he wants Dafka money?
The Nizik cannot force Dafka money, no. By Halva, the Malva could ask for Dafka money, but not over here. By over here, the halakha is that you cannot force money, you can only do a Gvi, the Metalton Akarko, and like I said, Sma says the kind of has a choice, and like the shak, the metalton comes first. Now, after red duch, it's poshet, but the lashon mechab is tashlume geneva, when you're coming to pay. But avad, if the chevitz is be'en, avad, you have a chiveheshiv, and you got to return that item, that comes first. A ganav can say, I would like to keep the item, but I'll give you metalton and a karka. That's for sure not. Avad, you have to give back the chevitz. It's just, if you don't have the chevitz is not be'en, and now we're talking about tashlumen, then in tashlumen, then we have to say the gviya, metalton or karka. Or kefil, l'chayra kefil should have the same dinim l'chayra. Yeah, we have the same dinim and meta of l'chayra. Yeah, like the Gemara's mash in the beginning above the kama. Chavtal and nizik
has no use.
Tough luck. Nizik is not up to him. If he doesn't have a use, he's gonna have to find a use. He'll have to sell it. He'll have to do something with it. I could force him to take metaltalin. It was a famous story. So, Spitzerova. Where was the case? The guy stole, either stole or was Mazik, I don't remember what it was, but he owned a soap factory. So when it came time to pay, he sent like 3 million bars of soap as payment. Look, I could pay with Shavik Kesef, I'm metaltalin, that's fine. And you know, you'll have to figure out what to do with all this soap. That was his story. But in economy, you're allowed to force even metaltalin over karka. You're allowed to force even over money. So yeah.
Has to be sellable, no?
Has to be, soap is sellable, but he's selling it, so you can sell it too.
Yeah, right.
It's sellable. Not only that, I charge you, means I count every bar of soap for its retail value, not for the amount that I made it wholesale, but it's worth. That bar of soap is worth the full value. Shavik Kesef is kikesef. So go to store right now. Go to store right now and see what you can. I have ShopRite selling it, KFS is selling it, Coop selling it, everyone else is selling this item. So that's what you can sell it for. So that's its value. All right. Huh? All right.
This is the question that's on Daf Gneva and Gzela.
Gzela is going to be the same thing. Okay,
yeah.
Second,
since we see that you can enforce Gzela.
No, again, we don't like them. Yeah, but that's legeia for the Karen. So like the Makaba, Bezdin does side Karen of Gneva, side Gzela. Like the Ramah, it would only be Gneva and not Gzela, unless it's Zaitik or forms a Gneva. All right, let's do a Piskei Tshuva, and we'll be saying with Geshmaka Piskei Tshuva. Tashlume Gneva. I'm Bishulte Giborim, Shekosov. The mehad is the gemara b'vakayma in chesem et beis. The hoima harei alai oila v'hifrishar. I made a neder to I'm going to bring an oila, and I was mafresh a shor for this oila. Or ba achiv v'ganvoy. And now the ganav took away this oila from me, took this shor from me. And if I don't get it back, I'm going to have to be mashlam my neder. I'm going to have to be mafresh another carbon. So I have a vested interest in this item. I got to get this item back. It's going to cost me. The Gemara says, "Moti ganav pata nafshi bekeves." The ganav is allowed to give me back a keves, which is inferior. It's not a shor, something smaller, something cheaper. He stole from me a $300 shor, and he could pay me back with a $100 keves. He stole a shor $300, and they're giving me a shepsel worth only $100. And that he's allowed to do. Why? So the Gemara, because what do I need this animal for?
For
the garment. And I'm yoytze with a keves, just like I'm yoytze with a shor. So you need it for your mitzvah. Here, you need a mitzvah. Here's a kevis. Take your mitzvah. Mamel, it's not a problem.
Unless he was manadav ashar.
Unless he was manadav lehedja ashar. But if he's manadav a carbon, alai oila, then even though I was mafreshuk shar, you could steal the I mean, you can't steal it, but if you did steal it, and now you want to pay me back with a kevis, and later you realize that even you pay me back with a bird, a knife, if a knife is enough to be mashal miyaneda, then you can even give me back a knife. So what do we see from here? Zok the shilte gibarim, gavald, yesh lumud mikan. I borrowed something and you stole it from me. So it's really not mine. It was all, I was only a shoyal on it. And what did I do? And I went back to the Bailam. I said, look, it was stolen from me. I know I'm chayv. He said, give me a favor, give me a break. So don't charge me the whole $100. And we made a deal. You know, he only charged me $50. Then what happens? So I went, this ganav who stole from me doesn't have to pay me the full $100 value of the item. Only the amount that I was in the spasha with the Bailim. Why? Because you see from the Gemara that when you steal something from me, as long as what I needed for is a carbon, I could be used with a smaller carbon. Well, all I need, even though you stole a $100 item from me, I only need $50 because the Bailim would be happy with $50. So now I can only mon you for $50.
The shore has a condition like growth. So therefore, he has to now replace this carbon with another shore.
He doesn't have to pay with another shore, with any animal, because he was not neither a shore, he was just neither an oloila. He was mafish a shore. It's nadava. You're not chayv achrayis a nadava. It's only for your neder. Your neder was only an oila. Yeah, the ganav stole from Hegdish. That's what you mean. The ganav stole from Hegdish. So ganav stole from Hegdish. So it's a shayla. According to the Rashba, the ganav will have to pay the keren back to Hegdish. That's what the Rashba. No, harezu is nadava. You're not mechuyv anything. It's only harei alai. And like many, it's only because Dava Gairin Lamam Kamamadam, because I need this animal to patam my neda. Mamela, you gave me that hefsit, so Mamela, I can mun you for it. So Zakhtev, if I only needed $50 to be pacified the Bailam, I can only mun you $50.
You see, Harry Susan, you wouldn't have to pay back the Bailam at all.
That's right.
You don't want to pay back
the Bailam. That's right. Vayim b'mishnah l'melech. Let's take it to the next step, Rabbi Yisai Gavaldik. Vayim b'mishnah l'melech. Perk tezayim uchus ma'isa kabonis. Shirat l'lumad migamara nal. Dimisha gonav esrog michaverai. You just bought a whopping $200 esrog right before Sukkot. You're going to show it off in shul. You're going to be who knows what. You're going to lose your whole schar of the mitzvah because you're showing it off. But at least you'll be able to get the kovet shavai. So what? Samar schar. Okay, samar schar. Most of the schar. Dimisha gonav esrog michaverai. Koidem machag. Shekano isay bedamim yikaram emnei chashivusai. Mati ganav pata nafshe benesinus esrog acher. I could give you just any kosher esrog, which is kosher. Lasi sidei chayva. Avshe enu chashiv kumay acher. I stole from you a $200 esrog. Here's a $30 esrog. It's not a problem. Why? Sorry.
He's using it not as a
mechuvah. But by the carbon also, I lost out my carbon. I had a shor, and he's sticking me with the kevis. Because that's what the Gemara says. As long as my chiv that I have, my vested interest that I have in here, is only up to that dinner of what I need to be yotzei my mitzvah. So meila, that's all you have.
I sold that esrog right before yom.
So Mishnah Melech says, what would be by a nesek? Now, Mem is this Shiloh. Everyone, I mean, 30, 40 achrayim told me about the shayla, paiskim about the shayla. It's not that they gave it to Esrog. There was a shayla they do. I did hagban a sefer Torah, and he ripped a sefer Torah, and he ripped a gvil, and he wants to be mashim with an inferior gvil, and he have it by tefillin. He ruined damaged tefillin. He wants to give him a gassas dakas. You know, he'll just stick him with anything. You only need it for your mitzvah anyway, so I'll stick it for you the mitzvah. Means is any time you have an item for a mitzvah, maybe I can give you an inferior quality mitzvah, inferior quality mayim.
You're saying maybe the esrog in a week is worthless, but the tefillin, I can go ahead, I have a $5,000 pair of tefillin, and tomorrow I need some money, I'll say, you know what, I'll
sell it.
Okay, so let's say Vishuv, so Mishnah Melech entertained this, and he says Vishuv Dachazeh, why? Tishani Asim Dushar Zeh Shehifrish Ein Leidamim. Has no value to me. I can't transfer, I can't sell it. So Nimsa She'en Chiyuvet Shalaganav Ela Mishum Tashlum Mishal Anayda. It's only because I need it for my neda. Mishum Machi Pata Nafshe Bikeves. Havahach Gabi Esrig Matzah Lameima Ano Havizvina Le. I could have sold this beautiful Esrig to someone else who's willing to pay $200 for this Esrig. So it has value. God, now I'm going to use it for the mitzvah, but beside, I could sell it to someone else. So I'm still the owner of a $200 value in this item because I could get that $200 value out of this item by selling it to someone else. So I'm selling it to someone else who needs an esrog, yeah.
So what's with the money?
Oh, with that money? I don't know. I could. Do you? You have to buy another esrog with that money? And has money milsi? And the hectares? So you're right, they're buying now four esrogim. But why four? So he has value at him. Now he have four people having a mitzvah. I'm not even sure it goes that kedusha goes on the chayfitz. It's not hegdish. It's not the klayim and whatever shvius. By sefer Torah, there's a limitation, and Allah said only to be. You see, not like that. Even a sefer Torah has limitations. You're allowed to sell a sefer Torah lisa isha. Yeah. So even then, all right. Umisayim v'kosev shadivrei shulti giborim de baba basra heim dvorim matmim v'tzorichin ein shom gam b'sefer shom mishpat hiske gam ken divrei shulti giborim and v'cholik olav. So that's it. They all hold that no, buy an esrig that I could really sell, so I could get that value out of the esrig. So mele you mafsed me the whole money. Now shenkin by sure that I can't sell, you won't mafsed me the whole money. Now I got the whole that the chilik is even a drop better. Maybe the Mishmael meant it, he could have said, maybe the other Chayyim would rather say it, is even by Esrik, even if you would tell me by Esrik, I couldn't sell it. So I can't sell it. It's not shaykh to sell. No one's interested in buying it. I don't know, whatever the case is. I still think that by an Esrik, it'd be chayv. Because the prayer is like this. By thee, I was mafrish the carbon. It's now hegdish. It belongs to hegdish. I gave it kedushas carbon. And batim lididan that we hold dava garam lamam and enu mamin, you're allowed to steal it from me, and you're not going to pay me anything. Because I have no loss out of it. It's Hegdish's money. Just the whole Gemara is in Rabbi Shimon. Dovagurim, like Rashi says, that the Dovagurim, the moment, come on me, dummy. So I have a vested interest in this carbon. But to what extent? To the extent that it's a Dovagurim, the moment. It's only Gurim, me, moment for my neder. So to the extent I can be yates my neder with the kevis. So Mamela, that's the extent of my bailus, my value in the item. An Esrig doesn't have the Kedusha, it doesn't belong to anyone but me. It's my chavis. You think I'm crazy spending $200 on Esrig? Maybe. You're right, maybe. But it's still $200 that I spent on this Esrig that belongs to me. It's mine. It's my Esrig. And its Esrig is worth $200. I spent $200 on it. So if you're mastered me this Esrig, you owe me $200. Whether I could sell it or not sell it is irrelevant. It could be that he held that some Achrenim learned that the second you can't sell the item, it automatically turns into a Dovish Enu Shava Mamin, based on the Taisis. So then maybe that's why he needed that I would, in theory, could sell the Esek. But if you hold like the other Achrenim, the bottom line is, it's my item, and it's my item that's worth $200, because I just paid $200 for it. So you will master me $200. There, it's not my carbon. It's only been negated to my nether. So it's only negated to be right. I need it for my nether, which is for my kevis, or beyates, my mitzvah. Now there are other chilukim that Achrenim give. Some Achrenim want to say that whole Gemara is only on Kefo. You see that you anyway chayv Karen to Hegdish. So maybe over here, since it's yours, maybe that's what they mean. So Avada Hashav, you chayv the Karen from it. There's a Nechba Bakesa wants to say some type of chilek that you were saying, Yitzchok, that the Gemara is talking about. He wants to make, by Esrig, you have Zekeli Vanveya, you have Hiddu Mitzvah. Hiddu Mitzvah, you have a Schusin. Over there, the Gemara wasn't talking about Hiddu Mitzvah. It was, what's the Lashon of Gemara? You are trying to. Do you want to do mitzvah b'mamayne? What's Lashon HaGemara? It's not Hiddah Mitzvah, it's a different Lashon. For that, Taki, you're not a Bailam for, but for Hiddah Mitzvah, yeah, Bailam. There are many, many nafkaminis that they try to say to be machalik. But beside that, I think it's Pashit, as a major tumult. But Pashit, Kipshute, Halalacha, Avada, if you steal somebody's asking, you have to pay him back. As another, there's a whole other Shaila. If you steal an asking before Sukkot, could I pay the guy back with that very same asking if the Sukkot? I wish you would call the even though if the Sukkot's asking is not worth more than 11. That's a whole different Shaila. But when you get to this Shaila, Pashtis, you will be chayv the whole domain asking. All right, good to work.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.